The WNED production of Frederick Law Olmsted, Designing America, premieres tonight at 9 nationally on PBS. The documentary focuses on the man who is enjoying renewed acclaim for his many landscape designs, including Buffalo's enviable Olmsted Park system. Earlier this week, I had a chance to speak with the film's director, Lawrence Hott. Despite his now accepted designation as America's first landscape architect, Frederick Law Olmsted was, for many years, an unknown figure to most. 3 decades ago, Lawrence Hott knew little of Olmsted. That changed one day when he was researching a film project in Boston and realized that much of the city's impressive parks had been designed by Frederick Law Olmsted.
And then as I did more 19th century history films, I came to really appreciate how profound his influence was in American society. And I brought the idea to WNED Buffalo, and they said, hey, we've been thinking about him for 30 years, too. And I said, well, let's collaborate on this. I'd already done 2 major films with WNED, one on Niagara Falls and one on the War of 1812. So this is a natural extension of that.
The partnership may have produced its best effort yet. The film moves easily through Olmsted's many accomplishments, from first designing New York Central Park to influencing nearly every major urban park for the next century. Using exquisite landscape shots and the peerless narration of Stockard Channing, the absorbing documentary provides the details of Olmsted's fascinating life. And like so many visionaries, it seems, his expertise is less a product of inspiration and more a sum of life's experiences. As director Lawrence Hott says, Olmsted did not proclaim himself a professional landscape architect until he was 42.
He had failed at 5 or 6 professions by the time he got to Central Park. But those professions all led him to the landscape architect he became. Those other professions were farmer, or surveyor, sailor, and almost most importantly, reformer and writer. He was actually famous for a while as the writer of a series of over 50 articles about the economics of slavery in the South. And just want to leap ahead a century, Malcolm X credits some of his radicalization with having read Olmsted while he was in prison. So Olmsted, his tentacles reach far and wide.
But his brilliance is best associated with his urban park designs, theaters of life, as they are referred to in the film. It starts with Central Park, where he needed to knock down shanties, drain swamps, and persevere beyond a myopic boss who did not share Olmsted's passion for creating pathways, woods, and meadows. The success of Central Park evolved into a design for Brooklyn's Prospect Park, and then on to Buffalo, where the first system of parkways was installed. Olmsted's impact was just beginning.
And later, when he comes back to Buffalo, he works in for 10 years intensely to save Niagara Falls. And he creates the Goat Island Reservation, the Niagara Falls State Reservation there, which becomes one of the first places set aside in the United States, which leads directly to the Forever Wild Clause in the New York State Constitution, which leads directly to the formation of the National Park Service, which then leads to the Forest Service, which then leads to the Wilderness Act in 1964.
Along the way, Olmsted designed parks for several cities like Louisville and Seattle. He also played an original part in setting aside the Yosemite Valley for its future as one of America's greatest national parks. A compelling story that can be seen tonight on PBS at 9 in Frederick Law Olmsted, Designing America. Director Lawrence Hott says he also used animation to bring to life the intricacies of Olmsted's designs.
Olmsted really believed that a park should not be static, that when you go through a park, it reveals something and it's full of surprises. So there's certain classic elements in an Olmsted park that you recognize right away. When you see a serpentine path that goes into a copse, or, you know, a bit of woods, then opens up into another area, and then an archway that opens up into a sort of a surprise vista, that's Olmstedian.
Visitors to Buffalo's parks would understand that description, though they might not use the term Olmstedian, at least not yet. The premiere of the WNED production of Frederick Law Olmsted, Designing America, is tonight at 9 across the country on PBS. For WBFO News, I'm Jay Moran.